Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, what shall I render to Jehovah, for he has done so very much for me. Team Godfrey, a powerful duet here with Travis Green. Title of the song is Nara. Narekelemo. Beautiful song indeed. Right now we're connecting with Madame Charmaine Lagute. She's the 2021 Miss Universe Africa semi-finalist, and she is chatting to us about the One Child at a Time campaign that she's currently running, and how, you know, why this, how it came about, what is the purpose thereof, and if, you know, as a listener, you would like to contribute, take part, you'll get to hear more from Charmaine. And I love what she says about this campaign, you know, the One Child at a Time campaign. Charmaine says we cannot do everything for everyone, but we definitely can do something for someone. And I like that. Charmaine, welcome to Spectrum. Welcome to Radio Pulpit. And how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Thanks, in a far apart in Poor.
And how's your day so far? How's the cold weather?
Oh my goodness.
Are you in your PJs?
It's super cold.
Okay, Charmaine. So you are the 2021 Miss Universe Africa semifinalist. Tell me, how did you get there, Charmaine?
Oh, you know, I've always been passionate about modeling and anything that is to do with, you know, women empowerment.
Okay.
And I think what I'm learning on this specific person, this is about the third pageant that I'm in, but this one is just so different. It's so different. It really challenges you because it's all about empowering women, empowering communities,
wow.
You know.
Sure.
So it is just beyond just the beauty and the glam. We really work out there. If you had to go to all the platforms of Miss Universe Africa,
yeah,
you will get to see a lot of work that every contestant is involved in different communities in that spheres of life. And that's when it came about that we cannot do everything for everyone, but we can actually do something for someone. And can you imagine the impact that each and every one of us is doing in their own spaces?
Sure.
So, yeah.
But how's the experience, you know, so far? Are you loving it? You know, I know it's challenging, but how do you feel about the whole thing?
Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. I'm enjoying every moment of it. It's so fulfilling, and especially that you get to help. Like, for example, last week I had two charity initiatives that I was doing. I visited a women's shelter where they taking care of, they take in women from disadvantaged backgrounds, abused women, vulnerable women. And you know, I was saying to a friend of mine after I came back from there, I was just so emotional, and I was saying, you know what, I think I went to the other side of the world.
Hmm.
You know, where, like, you know, when you are within your own space, obviously everyone has their own challenges, but
yeah,
you think that that is all that you're going through, you know, especially with the pandemic that is facing now.
Mm.
Then you actually get to see these people that are really, really, really struggling there, you know. And sometimes the idea is just to go there once, but you really want to go because when you're there, you get to know about all of these needs that they have.
Hmm.
And then you feel like you really want to go there and impact, you know. And then on Mandela Day, as well as an orphanage that I visited, oh my goodness, like it was just an experience and a half as well. That's
sure.
When you see that there's actually a lot that I meet out, a lot of people that I meet out. Then most of the time, we don't do anything because we feel like there's so much to do, but the little that you do makes a difference. So,
true.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, yeah. Charmaine, let's get into the campaign that you're currently busy with. One child at a time. What is this all about, and what is the purpose of this one child at a time?
Yeah, so it goes back to saying that you cannot help anyone, you know, but one at a time. You know, that one life, you are making a difference. It might seem like it's a small contribution, but you're actually making a difference in someone's life. So it's like we're taking one life at a time.
All right.
So I'm running this specifically for an orphanage. So all of the things that I've listed there is things that are needed in that specific orphanage. So when I've received all of those donations, I'm then going to donate the needs that I've got to identify at a specific orphanage.
So, but tell us more about it. One child at a time, what is it that you need? What are the donations that you need for this orphanage? You know, things like that. Give us more info.
Oh, so basically, I'm in need of disposable nappies. So, because they have a kids that are about a couple of months old. And then I need as well baby formulas that I'm collecting, your basic toiletry, and then pre-loved clothes for boys and girls between the age of 5 and 18 years of age. And then reading books as well for the age from 5 to 16 years of age.
Okay.
So, so I'm collecting those.
So how is it going so far? Are people responding positively? How is the campaign doing thus far?
They are. Because I actually just completed one that was that I've titled One Girl at a Time on the sanitary pads. And with that one as well, I got such a great response from that.
Beautiful.
So,
So with one child at a time, it's for an orphanage, and it's for, you know, you need nappies, you know, all those things that babies need, actually.
Yes, basically. Because it's for 3 months year old and 6 months and 2 months old baby.
Okay. So how can people get involved to help and to participate in this campaign, One Child at a Time?
They can contact me on my social media. So on Facebook, I'm Charmaine Matsaung. And then on Instagram, I'm Charmaine_Matsaung. Yes, and then they can contact me on those social media platforms to get in touch.
Okay. And so tell me, back to the Miss Universe Africa semi-finalists, when are the finals from here? What's happening?
So from here, next month, mid-August, we're going to have our interviews. And then, because we are currently, it's about 6 of us in finalists. So then we're going to choose the finalists next month, mid-August. And then those are the ones that are going to go through to the grand finale, which is going to be in September.
Okay.
And then they will choose the winner who will go represent Africa in Korea in November.
Beautiful. Are you nervous? Are you excited?
Oh, my God. I think it's exciting. I think everything in life is you will be nervous, obviously, because it's not so easy, especially if you are about to do something.
Yeah.
So I think it's only natural to be nervous. But, yeah, otherwise it's just hard working and dedication.
Definitely. Sure. Yeah. So if the listeners would like to, you know, donate or take part in the One Child at a Time campaign, they will get you on Facebook. You say you are Charmaine Matsaung.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So on social media, you're using the Matsaung surname.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm actually using the double barrel.
Double, okay. Charmaine Matsaung Tlakude.
Correct.
Okay. Charmaine, thank you so much for availing yourself just to share with us. This is a very beautiful initiative, I must say. And I pray that, you know, may God really help you with this, and may you do more. And we wish you all the best with the finals. And yeah, I'm hoping you bring the crown back home.
I'm hoping so too.
Thank you so much, Charmaine. Have yourself a beautiful day.
Thank you so much, Awesome. Thanks to your listeners as well for your time.
We appreciate you. Family, that was Charmaine Matsaung Tlakude, visible on Facebook. You can follow her, currently doing the One Child at a Time campaign, where she's collecting donations for an orphanage for young children. And she's also the 2021 Miss Universe Africa semi-finalist. So we wish her all the best with that. And yeah, we pray that she brings the crown back home. Right now, we're going to take a song. Lino Anderson, I Deny Myself. A young girl from Cape Town. Haven't seen her in a long time on social media spaces. But I love her music. Let's enjoy it. I Deny Myself by Lino Anderson.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.